When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. If you want to sponsor a video topic, you can do so at the PayPal, Subscribestar, Bitcoin links down below. Anyways, now on with the video. So Bill C-11 is now law in Canada, and if I'm not careful, they might start going after me for hate speech. It doesn't matter that YouTube has its own hate speech guidelines that I'm perfectly safe under. The Canadian government is going to have its own, and they're probably drafting up the rules as I script this video. A few years ago, someone at the CBC contacted me and wanted me to be on their radio program. I just ignored it like I do most media requests, because I know that if they wanted to go after me legally, they can only do so for violations that are on radio, TV, and print, that the internet was safe back then. Well, that's not the case anymore. I knew that going on broadcast media in Canada put me at risk, even if I didn't say anything supposedly hateful. Well, now if they want, they can go after me on the internet. So what's the solution? Well, firstly, NordVPN with unlimited bandwidth, and no, this isn't a promotion for them. I'll run the sponsor spot a few minutes from now. With regards to NordVPN, I'm not worried about the speed, but I keep hearing that they're fast. And I'm probably going to sign a 2-year plan, which works out to roughly $5 to $6 a month. I'm also going to pay for it in cash at Best Buy or some other retailer so that there's no record of me buying it. So that's step number one. If that doesn't work and they start going after people for hate speech in Canada, well, then I'll have to leave the country for Belgrade, or maybe the United States if they'll have me, and my Bitcoin boat comes in over the next few years. But the first whiff I get of the government going after someone online for hate speech, I'm packing my Bitcoin bags, metaphorically speaking, and not coming back until the laws change. I'll have to become a freedom of speech refugee because of so-called naughty words over the internet. But Canada's gone full retard over this. It's not just about me being able to post content online. It's about the fact that the Canadian government is going to curate what people see in their YouTube feeds, besides people like myself spewing the wrong political and ideological beliefs that they want to suppress. Why are they doing this? You see, the lamestream media is dying. The people in government are narcissists and they want attention, but no one is giving it to them on their platforms, so they want to force people to watch them in their feed and give them their narcissistic supply. But you know it's only going to backfire as they force Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, and Amazon Prime to fund Canadian content. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these companies pulled out of Canada completely, and were no longer accessible by Canadians. But that's probably what the government wants, because then people will have no choice but to watch their horrible TV shows, or so they think. I hope that Netflix makes hours and hours worth of Canadian content, of simply watching maple syrup drip from trees. A while back, I was at the Canadian Screen Awards, which are kind of like the Emmys and Oscars all rolled up into one in Kanakistan. I thought to myself, who are these people that I was interviewing and filming? I didn't even know such an award show even existed. 90% plus of the content was people of color, alphabet people, and women's empowerment shows. They were openly biased against the Conservative Party. That's the kind of stuff they want to cram down Canadians' throats. It's just going to lead to more VPN usage and more piracy, as people actively avoid the CBC and Canadian government propaganda. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Anyways, now back to Sandman having to flee Canada because he uses words like cucks and simps, Clown World Show. The government bureaucrats don't understand that the internet is a place where people follow personalities and free thinkers instead of puppets and anchors. They believe that throwing tons of money in for production values is going to keep people watching and listening to their propaganda shows. Recently, even Elon Musk, half Canadian by the way, put up on Twitter that the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation was at least 70% government funded. They took offense and said that they were less than 70% funded. So he did the most base thing he could do and basically say that they were 69% funded by the government. 69 and 420 being his two favorite numbers, of course. Meanwhile, Rogers Communication, one of the country's largest telecom carriers, just signed an agreement with him for Starlink. Maybe if the Canadian government keeps censoring the internet, Musk can sell his own internet services directly to Canadians. I get the feeling this is just the start of Trudeau's crazy antics. If you add in CBDCs or central bank digital currencies, then Canada will go infinite retard. They're working on those right now. Then they will have your money expire and take your money if you say naughty things. CBDCs are the last straw for me. If those show up, I leave immediately. I convert my assets into crypto and leave the country. You know that Skippy can't be trusted with such power. No one can. If the governments were stealing your money at that point as a citizen, you'd have no recourse, which is kind of crazy. As for Bill C-11, I'm thinking that in 6 to 12 months, if you don't have a VPN, you'll be getting spammed by Canadian government propaganda if you live there. They'll probably hijack your usual YouTube feed and suggest videos about Justin Trudeau being a good, virtuous person, and letting you see his new socks and sneakers. Imagine shoving Canadian music into a music playlist that you have on YouTube, whether you want it there or not. That's the kind of stuff I see happening. They'll try and rig the game in their favor, and if that doesn't work, then they'll crack down on VPN companies or go after small content creators that are competing with them. Anyone that gets more views than them in Canada isn't safe anymore. They also might force YouTube to alter its search bar so you can't find your favorite creators anymore, or they might just algorithmically demote them, so even if you search for them, you'll never find them. If the government forces companies like BitChute and Rumble to make Canadian content, then I suspect they won't be able to afford to, and therefore they'll just pull out of Canada completely, even though Rumble is technically a Canadian company. So all tech platforms will only be available to Canadians with VPNs. Even the Chinese government has had a hard time stomping those out, however. It might get so bad in Canada that Canadian content creators might do what ADV China did while they were living in China making content. They would drive into Hong Kong every week or so and upload their files from there. You might see Canadian YouTubers in Toronto driving to Niagara Falls, New York a few times a week to post their videos. You're probably thinking all that's crazy, but we now live in a Justin Skippy Trudeau clown world. I also get the sneaky suspicion that Skippy might also be doing this to suppress the opposition and win the next election. After all, if the media is pro-Justin Castro because he gives them all their funding, then they'll attack Pierre Poilievre during the next election because he wants to kill their funding. Canada no longer has a government and now has a regime. People are laughing at us, and soon many Canadians will have to deal with the inconvenience of getting around government content and figuring out how to watch content without having propaganda thrown at them. I'm already paying $8 a month for Twitter each month, so what's another $5 for a VPN at this point? I'll keep you guys posted about my experience with that. I just fear the Canadians won't push back against unjust governments until they're completely fed up. Once you start to mess with people's enjoyment of mindless entertainment, then they tend to get cranky, and that might be the final straw. But I don't think people will do anything, because if right now they're freezing bank accounts for people, imagine what they're going to do when they have power like central bank digital currencies. I don't want to learn Spanish or move to El Salvador, but I might just have to, because many countries will impose CBDCs. There will always be a free place somewhere in the world, and it's going to attract the most talented people. That's what the Canadian government doesn't understand. People with money and options will start to leave, and the country will get flushed down the toilet. Whenever I see Canadian television, I ask myself what sad sacks of soy these are. It's almost like the whole country has been taken over by wokesters from Portland, Oregon or something. Maybe all this is a consequence of legalizing pot. I don't know. What I want to see is what happens when the Canadian government fails to force Canadians to consume their crappy content, and then they realize that no one is still watching. What the next step in their plan will be at that point. Maybe you won't be able to spend any money unless you consume at least 3 hours of government programming each night. Stranger things have happened. They might put up a camera on you to make sure you're watching your daily quota of woke content. Dictatorships require that people consume state-sanctioned propaganda and that they can't criticize the rulers. That's exactly what seems to be about to happen in Canada. The government will now have the power to regulate so-called disinformation and hate speech, i.e. speech it hates and no one knows the timeline for when those things will start to happen. And I'll keep everybody posted about them. Stuff like this was unthinkable 15 to 20 years ago. The saddest part is comparing the men that ruled the country 15 to 20 years ago to those that are in charge today. With younger generations getting even more woke, it's going to get worse, and things are going to go downhill rapidly. I guess I just answered my own question if it's worth staying or leaving. I guess it's time to plan my escape. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Trudeau wants to smash your door down if you make naughty tweets against him. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Canadian government from flooding my entire YouTube feed with fat feminist soccer mom news anchors away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.